Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. We'd like to welcome you to the Mesa City Council study session for July the 10th. We are down a couple of council members. Councilmember Winkle is excused, as is Councilmember Thompson. For those who don't know, we'd invite your best wishes and prayers for Mr. Thompson. He lost his father over the weekend. Wonderful man, and anyway, our prayers are with the Thompson family today. The first item on our agenda for this meeting is to review tonight's regular council meeting upstairs. So I would invite your attention at that document. Item three is various liquor license applications. Item four, several purchase contracts. We reviewed this at our study session last Thursday as well. Item five are various resolutions. Now, I know, you know, one of the, in our meeting on Thursday, you'll recall we had a great presentation on the Drew parking lot and the efforts to do a great hotel project there. And I appreciate Mr. Sprague, you and Mr. Lyons being present with us today. There was an email that I think some of us received last night asking questions from the rail organization relative to some of the details of public ingress, egress through the alleyway, and some good questions. Mr. McVeigh, can you respond to those questions and let us know if this is something that we need to address now or not?
Mayor, Council, thank you. You did share that letter that you received from Rail Mesa with me. I reviewed it. Today, Council's taking action on a memorandum of understanding, and the goal of a memorandum of understanding is to set those very high-level business points between the city and the developer. Addressing the question of how the right-of-way is dealt with on along Drew and along the alleyway is something that's better left to the development agreement. That's when we're getting into the very detailed portions of our negotiations with it. But what I can say to help address that letter is that it is the intent of the developer and of the city to keep those as very public spaces, to improve them so that the pedestrian connections that are there today are actually improved over current conditions. So the end goal, and I believe the intent of our developer, is to enhance versus detract from the access.
Thank you. I think that the drawings that you've shared with us earlier make that clear. It's more activating rather than denying public access. So, but we look forward to the ongoing, assuming this passes tonight, the fleshing those details out. So thank you. Council, any questions or concerns on that item? So that will remain on the consent agenda. And I think the rail organization, that you've spoke with them and your response satisfied them. Is that right, Mr. McVeigh? Thank you very much. Okay, item six is a subdivision plat, and items not on the consent agenda include item 7A that we took off at our last meeting, so we'll have that will be off the consent agenda upstairs. Any other questions or concerns about tonight's agenda upstairs? Hearing none, the next item on our agenda for this meeting is appointments to the Imagine Mesa Advisory Committee. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Luna. Thank you, Mr. Freeman. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That passes. And maybe an opportunity for one more plug to invite people to go to imaginemesa.com and share your great ideas about Mesa's future with us. Next item on this agenda is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Council, anything you'd like to share with us? Hearing none, the next item is scheduling of future meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Good news is I don't have any future meetings to schedule in the near future. Our next study session will be Thursday, August 17th at 7:30 a.m. That'll be our first study session from the break. So we will be not holding any council meetings until that time. Great. August 17th.
Thank you. For those in the public who might question that, we crowded our meetings to the first part of January and the latter part of August to allow a couple of weeks of a break for city staff and other people to have a little downtime. So we'll be back here on August the 17th. If there's no other questions or concerns, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Thank you, Chris. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.